thinking wrong. So I asked my brother and sister, I said, why is it that we don't get healed when we get saved? Am I looking at this thing wrong? I said, God, because you never touched nobody that you didn't make them whole. So what is this? What is it? I'm being honest with you. Why, Lord, is the church in the condition it's in? We sick. We supplement. Lord have mercy. I do too. I take supplements and I take this and, you know what I mean? I take garlic and taking this and that. It was a time when the church didn't have to do all this stuff. I'm telling you, I'm tired. I told God, I said, God, you are God. You're still God. You're the God that healed me. You're the God when I called your name. Hallelujah. The devil left. No preacher prayed for me. My people didn't even know how to pray. They didn't know how to pray. But he let me hear about a man named Jesus. They didn't know how to pray. I go to prayer meeting on Tuesday night, and I say, bless my mother and bless my dad. And I've always prayed to be a good wife and mother. I always wanted to be a mother. And he sure did it right. I did, Clay. I didn't know nothing else to pray about. Lord, make me a good wife and make me a good mother and do this and that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I prayed. Just as demented and tormented as I could be. But I heard a man get on the radio. And he said, and he read the scripture. I had went to school. I could read. So he didn't have to say something. I thought, is that right? No, because I read it. And I heard him. I've told you this before. Listen, this is the same God I'm talking about. This is the same God I'm preaching about. I don't know no other God. I say, I don't know no other God. I don't know no other God. Tina, I don't know any other God. And when I called his name, that's what I said. I called Jesus. And I say, do nothing to that. I said, Jesus. And I say, help me. I said, Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. I tell you, I said, I don't care, Lord, how long I got to wait. I'm going to preach this thing till it work. I said, I don't care. If they come here, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it until somebody get up and somebody get saved and somebody get healed and somebody get delivered. I'm going to keep on preaching it. Well, I told the Lord, I got in that pretty car. I said, Lord, you see me? Now I don't want to be ignorant. And he mentioned, you know, about my class. I said, I don't want to be crazy. People, I'm not crazy. I don't think. But I believe what the Bible says. I'm looking out the word, what it says. And it said today, he will make you free. When he took his blood into the holy place in heaven, because the tabernacle was made as a pattern of the heavens. The Holy Spirit told me, say, tell your son, your grandson, to take his talent and draw a picture. I'll put it right there. Interpret it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He said, put it right on that wall. He didn't quite understand. I said, Tony, you understand what I'm saying to you? Then he said, I can do it, Grandma. I said, you can, because God going to help you. I don't know what he's going to draw, some clouds or whatever. But I'm believing this. His will be done. God loves us. I don't care what you sitting here with, me, you, whoever. God loves us. He died for you. He went to, but you know, we say that. We say it. Clay, we say that. We say that. Something else. It's not easy for flesh to die. It's hard. D is hard. But D, God done told you what to do. And he ain't going to hear you till you do what he said. I don't care. Y'all can walk her around. Now, y'all can say I'm whatever. Put me out. But you're going to have to do what God say. And it's not easy. And you ain't going to get on this good side when he don't already told you what to do. You can't change it. He said, if my people that call by my name, that's people that's calling themselves Christians, well, they can get all they want to. They can put whoever they want up there until we pray and turn from the things that God do not desire. This country is going to hell. Mark it. Mark it. They think that they got the wisdom. It's so sad. But they don't have the wisdom. Only God got the wisdom. Israel was saved and all these things because she trusted God. And anytime she didn't, she went down, down, down until she didn't even know who she was anymore. And unless America don't go back to God, and the people who say we are Christians come out the world and ask God to sanctify us and make us holy. And it's not easy. We are messed up with so much stuff. I said, Lord, my God and my Savior. So don't get angry if God, if you want to, you say, I want to go on. Hello? And then when somebody get up and tell you something, you get offended. Don't get angry. You know, just say, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. I tell the Lord, I'm a mess. You help. I said, Lord, you help me. You help me. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be lost because Jesus has been too good to me. It ain't got to do hell. It's kind of secondary. And I say I don't want to go to hell. But I don't. But I serve God because what he did for me. And what he's doing for me. That's why I serve him. I love him, child. Here, I love him. Most of my children are in church. I thank God for that. Sometimes I sit down and I say, God, why don't you let me experience some things? But I didn't. I don't understand a lot of times, but I didn't. I experienced enough, though. But whatever you've gone through, God has brought you through. You sit here. Looking good to me. God has brought you through. And he deserves the rest of your life. He deserves the rest of my life. I said, Lord, whatever left, here it is. It ain't that he didn't use me before, but now this is a new day. These are new people, girl. I'm telling you, people don't think like they did even 10 years ago. So you got to keep up with God. You got to keep up with him. God bless you today, and please take in. I'm going to minister on the blood. I don't care what the devil say. He tried to do, I say, uh-uh. No. You get out of here. I'm not ignorant of your devices. You move on. Move on! The service was beautiful, y'all. Thank you for being obedient, and thank you all of y'all. Thank you, Jesus. And y'all want to study, go at it. But, you know, go at it. I don't know really what to say here, except the blood still works. So strange, because I would tell you this, September, when is that? Did you get my text? I hope she accepted. You know what, the last Saturday is the Saturday before Al preaches. He preached on that Sunday. I was sending before the Lord today, he said, get the calendar and look. I said, Lord, you know you something else. Because I didn't want to close the church on the Sunday. I said, no, you look at this. Gwen, I'm going off. And I've been wanting to go off. I'm going to Tennessee with my daughter. That's the Sunday before he preach again. I said, boy, you better come on here. He setting you up. I said, no, he's setting you up. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad because everybody love him. I mean, y'all love, don't you? Hey, praise the Lord. Everybody going to be here to hear him preach. Praise the Lord. Let Pastor get off a little bit.
Praise the Lord. So I said, Lord, you know, you're something else. Praise the Lord. I didn't really think about the other Sunday. And every Sunday, it's the next Sunday's else. And I thought, wow. So I had to call and say, hell, look at this, look at this. Praise the Lord. Are you happy you're here today? Give the Lord a big clap off. Praise the Lord.
The blood prevails, the blood prevails, just like it did in the olden days, no matter what the people say, the blood prevails, the blood prevails. I know the blood prevails, the blood still prevails, like Pastor says. I don't care what he says, let's prepare our tithes and our offerings at this time, and after that we're going to call for the choir, we're supposed to sing, we're going to sing. But while you're doing that, the blood prevails. You know, I know his blood made us whole, not me. He made us whole. And I love that song, that God gave me a song that the angels cannot even sing. I believe they marvel, they wonder at redeemed creatures like ourselves. You know, they wasn't redeemed by the blood. God made them ministering angels, ministering spirits. But we or redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So I thank God that we got a song they can't even sing. I thank the Lord this morning for the blood. Amen. God is just a good God. And while we're preparing our tithes and offerings, if you're in the choir, just come on up and stay on up here because we're going to sing. Right? We singing, right? Hallelujah. I truly thank God for him. I just thought I'd give God some more praise. I mean, there's nothing wrong in my body, but I like to let the Lord know, Lord, I ain't forgot what you done for me. You know, it just ain't today, but I thank God every day. And I'd be lying if I'm not telling the truth, I'm lying. I thank God every day for healing my body from something or another. You know, I feel good, but I still believe God is still yet keeping us from some things that we don't even know nothing about. You know, God is keeping us from unseen dangers, all these diseases that's going on, with this mosquito disease, another mosquito, whatever it's called. You know, I'm glad that we ain't got to worry about that kind of stuff. I don't worry about it. I don't. It don't make me run in the house. You know, I still work in my yard. One of them bite me, I just pop them if I can catch them, and I just keep on going. You know, because I know I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. Amen. You know, whatever disease, it don't make no difference. Whatever it is, it's got to pass me by. Yes. Because my doorpost has been marked.
Yes.
I'm off limits.
Hallelujah.
I'm off limits. Uh-huh. Yes, it does.
From the chains of slavery, and the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross.
my Savior died. The Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that this world had never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine. True love you'll never find. So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God has for me. And the Lord of glory heaven sent him all. For me, hallelujah. Jesus came and did it just for me.
Help me sing.
Just for me. Just for me.
Oh, God.
Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh, 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 just for me. Just for me.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Jesus came and did it just for me.
We thank you, Lord, we thank you. Just for me, died on Calvary. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, Jesus came, did it.
Ever grateful,
say it loud, just for me.
God on Calvary, hung upon the tree, oh yes, they did.
Jesus
came,
did
it just for me. She did.
Jesus came
and did it just for me.
Thank you, Jesus. If he did it for you, you ought to give him some praise. Come on and stand to your feet if he did it just for you. Just for you, give him some praise. Let me sing it again. Give him some praise. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you're doing it just for me then. Just for me, Lord. You died on the cross just for me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every sickness, God. Thank you just for me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We're here today because of Jesus. We're here today to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I thought about the distance some of the children come, you know. It's because you love the Lord, I hope. Praise the Lord that you're here. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it'll be like that pretty soon. Whatever you're feeling now, there's going to be some feelings change pretty soon. I just want to thank the Lord. I just led sitting there and I said, Lord, I'm here. Here I am. Here I am. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to expound your word. Anoint your word, God. Anoint your word. Now, the Lord tell us to love one another. Is that right? Don't he tell us to love one another as he has loved us? Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Mark to come up, and I told him to say what he want to say, and what I don't know what he going to say. But I know I got a big mouth, so I can come behind him.
We've been talking to the pastor about an urgent need that my wife and I have to help God give us direction on what to do. Basically, our house is falling apart. It's a double wide, and they didn't do what they should have done. So there's a 2-inch gap at the floor, and the ceiling is not very good either. So they're going to have to come in and level it. They're giving us 3 weeks to get finances together. They have to pull the whole thing apart, pull off the shingles, the siding, pull up the floors inside, pull off all the sheetrock, and they have to line it up and get everything leveled off and put it back together. So the amount they're asking for within the next 3 weeks is about $2,000. So any and all help is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Here we sit. We got 3 weeks to raise the money, you know, 3 weeks. But I just believe God just shucking. I kind of feel like he got gold streets. He probably give us $2,000. I don't see God the way a lot of people see. God just too much for me. Now, we had thought about, of course, we're just people. So we had thought about, well, everybody gives up. But you know what? I said to myself, you know, Pastor, I said, you know, people got to learn how to give with their heart. You know, you look in your heart and you give what the Lord tells you to give. And I mean that. You all that's sitting here, you know, I'm not going to ask you to go and get this mount, that mount. No, I'm going to ask you to look in your heart. And how I know the Lord would talk to you, because he talked to me and Dad. Amen. There was a young man that had a need. He didn't tell us what, he didn't say, all right, I want all y'all to give such and such a thing. I don't believe in that. I'm sorry, I just don't believe it. Because I'm talking about how God blessed me. And the Lord spoke to my husband and told him it took almost every dime we had. I'm hoping we're living in the same day. I'm hoping that day is going to come back. I'm hoping that day is going to come back. That people would look with love. Amen. You know, and know a need. Praise God. You may be the next one up here. You know, you may not say nothing, but you'll say it to somebody in the church. You know, so we're going to ask, you said 3 weeks. So come ask next week, we'll take what you have given. Now, what I want to do is, because it's got to go the same way, I really prayed about this, because I kind of feel like this is going to come. Well, we're going to have to really help people, because people are in bad shape. And we want to do it right. So we're going to ask, when you bring your money, I want you to give it to Gwen, because she's the head of the Benevolence Committee. And then she, in turn, she will, when we get, we'll give it to where it's supposed to go. Is that okay? That's the way it came to me to do. And so I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing for us in this church. I tell you, when I asked something, and you know, you don't understand our looks. And when I asked for them to get the songs, they sung them songs. You know, they sung the songs. I asked, y'all sang the songs about the blood today, because I'm excited about ministering about the blood. Because when you minister about the blood, Jesus backs it up. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin. It's the blood of Jesus that heals us, gives us peace. It's the blood of Jesus. And I said, Lord, we don't understand what you really did.
Amen. So I'm asking God to help us and bless us today. Hallelujah. As we sing the blood, and I'm going to sing the blood. She wants me to sing the blood will never lose its power. And praise the Lord. I'm going to sing it. God knows what, but I'm going to try to sing it. I'm going to sing it. Because the blood will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. Yes, it does. And it flows to the lowest valley. Lord, I thank you for the blood that gives me my strength. From day to day, it will never, never lose its power. And he said, it soothes my wounds and calms my fears. And it hides all my tears. The blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never, never lose its power. Help me sing it. It flows. For the high, yes, look, mountain, yes, it does. And it flows to the Lord. Yes, it does. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, its power. Oh, it reaches to the high, yes, mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. Thank God. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never lose its power. The blood will heal you today. The blood will deliver you today. The blood will set you free. The blood will give you peace. The blood will give you everything. Oh, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank him for the blood. I want to go to Leviticus. I want you to go with me to Leviticus, and I thank you, and I pray that the Lord will anoint us to minister this word. You know what? I thank him that he has been good to me. You know, whether you want to get old, you get old if them ages come to you. If you live in that time, you get old anyhow. You didn't mean to get old, but you're going to get old. And I heard a man say, it ain't nothing good about getting old. And so, Lord, I've been thinking, I just got so many questions to ask to my God. So many questions we're going to get explained to us this year. Because, you know, if he tell me, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you. And I just want to think, the Lord told me when my brother asked me, I said, he said, it's done. Y'all tell me, it's done, honey. I don't know how it's done. Now, you know, so because God knows, I told brother, I said, you know, people don't understand. Yes, it's a lot standing up here, but he gives you the grace. And I thought, I want to thank God this morning for the grace to stand here. I want to thank God for putting me here to stand here. Hallelujah. And what he's going to do in the future. Because I still got a future. He told me I got a future. Amen. So if you think that I'm going to left it. No, I'm not laying there too soon. I got a future. God has given me a future, and I just want to thank him. He said, I know the plans I think toward you. And he told me that. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Praise the Lord. You know what? Praise the Lord. God is getting ready to do something for us. He's going to take it. He's going to restore like he said. Hallelujah. Your prayer life is going to grow. Your prayer life is going to get so you're going to be glad to go to prayer. Hallelujah. You wait and see. God is moving for his people. God is drawing his people in. It ain't now just a, you know, oh, Lord, here I come. You ain't going to drag in no more. Hallelujah. To this day, if you hear this word, you're going to go to prayer and say, Lord, I got to go talk to the Lord. And not only that, you're going to talk to him all day. Because David said, seven times a day will I praise the Lord. Then he said, no, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Seven times a day ain't enough. I'm going to bless him at all times. His praise shall forever and continually be in my mouth. Yes, Lord, I'm gonna bless him. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Wherever I go. So when you children say, I put on my music in my car. Right now we go through rituals. Now, come on now. We go, a lot of us go through a ritual. But hallelujah. But God told me he getting ready to turn your ritual into something real. It ain't going to be no ritual. It's going to be reality. Hallelujah. You know enough about him now. See, this devil messed up when he didn't let, but you know enough about him now. And you've been trying. And so I said, Lord, you know, I've been trying to get myself in order. You know, he said, with all diligence, when I preached that last week, I've been trying to learn it and get it down in me. I said, cause Lord, I want to add to my faith virtue. I want to do that, sister. I want to add something. And Lord, I want to add temperance to myself. I say, because it don't sense of me living this life, it ain't add nothing. I'm going to preach on the blood. You wait. Then I say, I want to add to me, and I want to add godliness. And I want to add all these things. You don't tell me that. And I'm going to say it. I'm going to say, you're going to look at it. I'm going to quote it right now. Because I'll sit up in the morning. I say, I got two things. First, I got Philippians 4:8. I'm putting in my spirit. And 1 Peter 1:5. And I said, Lord, I'm going to learn these, put it down in my heart. Because he told me how to think. You don't have to think these raunchy thoughts. He tell you, it just amazes me that if we'll do what the word tells us to do. He said, think, you know, he said, think on some things. Don't just sit up and think on anything. You got the way to think. And then he got the scripture to say that merry heart does good like a medicine. I said, oh, Lord, let me get merry here. Because I need this medicine here today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you stand up and you get to complaining and yiping and griping. Come on with the word, Lord. Come on with the blood. You get to riping and griping. You feeling down. Oh, they could scrape you up. And then you have to kind of get yourself back up. You know, you remember what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to quote the word. So you get back up and you. That time is coming to an end. God getting ready to give you, hallelujah, what you've been praying for. You've been praying for a relationship. Well, if you receive this, God going to give you a relationship. Hell, if you keep striving, God will give you something. Well, you ain't got to be striving to. You know, somebody say, do you pray? I talk to my husband. Prayer is supposed to be just like that. It's supposed to be a relationship. It's supposed to be you speaking to him, he talking to you. Amen. You know, then I had to learn that too, though, you know. It should not be somewhere along the line of your life. It can't be just a discipline. Am I making sense? Right now, to all of us, it's like a discipline sometimes. But I said, Lord, I'm getting the Lord, thank you. But I remember when I first got saved, and I'm not to pray. When I first got saved, God said, pray, I see y'all. And I said, Lord, where I get that from? I want that back. You know, my mother didn't be, I said, I see you. They go, we got to have coming. I said, just a minute, I'll be right back. And I'd go, and there's another thing. I didn't count the minutes. I just went and said, Lord, such and such and such a thing, or whatever I thought, blah, 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 blah. And he told me secrets. When daddy got sick, mama was sitting up there. And I said, just a minute, mama. I went downstairs. I came back up. I said, daddy's sick. She said, Celeste, anybody know about your daddy being sick? She called up there. He was in the hospital on his deathbed. That came from relationship. Hello? I want some of y'all to go, you might as well throw your bottle away. Some of y'all. Not everybody now. But the Lord telling me, I'm getting ready to get to take some of your bottles. I'm coming back. All right, give it here. All right, give it here. I'm collecting bottles today. No more milk. No more titty. No, no, no. No more. Pastor ain't going to bring all these burping cloths. No, no. I'm taking them up. God getting ready to give you some, put some down in your grill. You'd have been sitting under the word all this time. All this good word. You're going to stand up. Thought she said she's going to preach on the blood. I am. Hallelujah. Somebody going to come thank me for this. Amen. Praise, there's life in the blood. God wants you to know, ooh, the privilege. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Y'all know that song? See, that's why I like some of these old hymns. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. All because we did not carry everything to God in prayer. You know, we don't say, you say these other songs and it's about me, me, me. All right now. You watch the songs, the new songs, they're always by me. The hymns is what a friend we had in Jesus. The old rugged cross. What Jesus did. That's why they move you so well. See, y'all didn't know this, but I'm gonna tell you everything God taught me, lippity-lappity. Get you some hymns and play you some hymns sometime. What a friend. Now that who know what a friend? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Yes, Lord. What a privilege to carry. Yes, Lord. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything. Now, that song said everything to God in prayer. It don't say some things. We go through because we don't care everything to God in prayer. God is telling us today, oh, my God, hallelujah, the privilege that you have. We have such great privilege. You sitting here, oh, you're so privileged. I think about we got such a privilege. The world is just toe up. And we ain't got sense enough to see that God is the one that's been keeping us. We ain't got sense enough to see all that. Oh, look at what they're doing in Syria. Oh, poor people. Oh, bless their heart. But we don't know. If we don't turn back to our God, that's what's going to happen to us. God is no respecter of person. He loves those people too. Let us go to Leviticus. I want to go to Leviticus 17:11. Dear Father, these are your people. These are your people. And I claim to be right in the midst, working my way too. Working on the building, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't consider ourselves have attained, but we're pressing. I'm pressing toward the mark, Lord, of that high call. We all press it, Lord. And so I'm going to read in Leviticus. I'm going to start in Leviticus. I got a few scriptures, but I'm going to read starting in Leviticus. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. It's something about the blood of Jesus. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood. Neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. Because life is in the blood. And I looked at that young man that was shot. His arm was shot, but he died because he lost that blood. If he had not, they had put him to the hospital and started to stop. But he drained all the life drained out of him. And Jesus on the cross suffered that. But he did it willingly for us. And we don't know. And I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to sit up here and preach all this revelation. All I know is that it's life in the blood. All I know that Jesus shed his blood for me. All I know is, he thought enough about me to shed his blood. How could he be on a cross and see us all? But he didn't just pray for them. He prayed for the world, but he prayed for you. He saw you as you as you. And he saw Celeste. Born in 1930. What was I born in, Dad? 39. He saw a baby girl from Willie Mae or Willie Sue. Lord have mercy. I don't even know my mama's name. Her name was Willie Sue. And a young man, soldier. I was implanted in my mother's womb. And before I was ever born, all my members was wrote in a book. See, y'all think that's just poetry. No, that's for real. He wrote it all. Sister Sue, you're here for a purpose this morning. And when I saw you, I went back and I prayed. God gonna do something for you today. You ready for something to be done? The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sin. He said, I've given it to you on the altar to make an atonement for your soul. That's why I say don't eat it. Don't eat blood. You know, and it's bad now. You eat blood, you're going to get something. You're going to get something wrong with you if you eat blood. I see people eat blood, sausage, bleed, how terrible. You know, and they just get blood and eat it, but children don't eat blood. Well, that's the Old Testament. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on now. Do you commit adultery? That's in the Old Testament too. Do you bear false witness? That's in the Old Testament too. Praise the Lord. We need to know what Jesus got rid of and what he didn't get rid of. He didn't get rid of things that's going to, hallelujah, help your soul. Now I want to go to Hebrews 9. And I call myself putting these things in me so I could find it. Hebrews 9. They understood this. Lord have mercy. I'm going to go to Hebrews 9, and I want to start at the 19th verse. For when Moses had spoken every precept, and I asked my brother to find it, if you don't find it, don't worry about it. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, which is our faith, and sprinkled both the book and all the people. Aren't you glad you ain't got to be sprinkled now, literally, that you ain't got to come to church and wait till the priest sprinkle you literally with anything? Because Jesus, when he died on the cross, the blood that came from him, it did the job. It did the job. We ain't got to go through that. No, saying this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the tabernacle ministry, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. He said, listen, if it was necessary that the pattern of things in the heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us all. Oh my God. He appeared that he could bless us today. Pray that we could understand that it's the blood of Jesus. We'll walk out of here whole. Oh, children of God, hallelujah. When we come in and pray and seek the Lord and sing the songs of Zion and play our songs and talk to our God in heaven, he wants to do for you. He stands ready. I believe the angels are standing ready to walk through this church and do what Jesus has paid for. And it's going to be Derek told me last week, and he can verify it if I'm telling. He said, when I go to the computer and type in Revival Center Fellowship, what comes up, Derek? Derek, what when you type up Revival Center Fellowship, what comes up? Yeah, Winsfield. I believe God has given us Winsfield. But if I say, let's go out and let's do, my leg hurt. My ear hurt. My head hurt. My stomach hurt. I'm not trying to make fun. God want to heal us. Because he has a work to do. Look in your Bible, read it. You want to start a studying? Jesus was out walking all the time. They got a, in the Bible, the footsteps he made. Boy, I said, woo, my Lord. Woo, Jesus. I mean, footsteps all the way down where they go, where Jesus, this is where Jesus went. And he went back up this way and turned down this way. I said, Lord, he went around doing good. So it's good for us to go around. Don't you think so? Pray, I said, don't you think so? Praise the Lord. So when we get a hallelujah, we ain't going to be sitting here in these seats and think that everybody's going to pile in here. It ain't going to happen. Praise the Lord. So when he died, we done been taught this on Calvary's cross for the lost and gave his blood. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everything that was written in prophecy came to pass. And I don't know why people are so where they can't see. Because it was all wrote. Isaiah, Jeremiah, all those wrote. That they wouldn't break a bone of his body. And when they came to him, he was already dead, so they didn't break his bones. Hallelujah. It's everything. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So let us learn. I said, Lord, I'm going to learn what happened. So when I talk to a Jew, I'm going to lead them in. Because everything that was said about Jesus came to pass. Not a bone of him was broken. And they pierced him in the side. And the Bible says, when they look on him, that they are pierced. One of the Old Testament scriptures. So we're serving Jesus. Are you serving Jesus? This same Jesus that healed the sick. And I keep looking at his life. I look at him. I start in Matthew. And I try to see what Matthew said about it. This man who gave it all his whole life. For me. For me. Sister, I love what God is doing in your life. But I'm going to look at what he do for me. That's right. I love what God do for you. I love the way you shout and where you praise God. I love all of you and your little things you got. But right now, I'm looking up. I'm looking, Lord, where's mine? I want you to do something with me that I can be a blessing to somebody. Praise the Lord. Not because, hallelujah, I want to do na-na-na-na. But because of what you've been to me. Because I can get up in the morning, throw my feet over the wall, and walk into my prayer room. I can walk. Sister, I can walk. I ain't got the help again. I can walk. At my age, I can walk. And I say, God, I thank you. It don't take much. You ain't got to look very far to see your God. If you sit there and see the sun. In fact, in Romans 1, I've read it many times. Hallelujah. God expects, if you saw the sun rise and the seasons come, you got to say, somebody did it. You're not getting away with it, he said. Okay, then he said in Romans 1, and I used to wonder about that, and you brought it up again. I said, woo, Jesus, that's the truth. So some I'm seeing about the Lord. Some I'm seeing. That he's truly what he say. Yes, he is. You can do what you want. You can preach like you want. You can say what you want. But he's true in what he says. And so I'm learning something about this man called Jesus. This man that I called and he saved my soul. This man I called and he healed my body. This man that I called and he was always there. This man that never let me get into stuff. Probably would have hurt me. Maybe you could have went through it. But he knew Celeste. He knew Celeste. And he said, no, Celeste, no, I'm going to take her around that now. She can't go through that. She can't go. You've been through something. You ought to be, ooh, I'm pretty tough. You ought to sing. If you've been through stuff, Tina, you know, I kind of admire people that get up and get these long testimonies, hallelujah, about how God saved them, how God took drugs out of them. I was too chicken to take drugs. I just wasn't that type of person. I just too chicken, D. I just was too chicken. Some things I just didn't do because some of them I'm scared to do. They put the fear of God in me, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. But then I told the Lord, if I could have been a better Christian, why didn't you let me go through some things? No, you went through what I want you to go through. You where I want you to be. Then I thought about Jesus. Oh, he didn't go through that, did he? No, he sure didn't. Okay. The blood of Jesus, when he shed his blood, that means now you can come. When God tore it was 7 curtains on that thing. And when he tore them, it was heavy. It was very heavy. And God, from the top to the bottom, and tore it open. No more high priest thing. We have a high priest, Hebrew 1, who have entered into the Holy of Holies once and for all for you. You ain't got to go and say, will you forgive me, Father? Because you can go now to the Holy of Holies. You can go for yourself. You can go for yourself. I say, you can go for yourself. In the church of God, you're going to find your healing. You're going to find many things, Tina. You're going to find somebody one day to lay their hands upon you and you're going to be healed. But let me tell you something. God is raising a people that you can go for yourself. This morning, sister, I sit and now said, I come before the court of heaven. I know there's a court up there. And Lord, I come before the court. I'm your child. And I come and I'm asking Jesus to be my defender. And I say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's the first time I think I've ever understood. Let me tell you, if you stay there long enough, he'll give you some understanding. Because I went to the court of heaven. And I said, Lord, I'm in your court. And I told him everything I felt like saying. I told him, this ain't fair, that ain't fair, do this, do that. I did. It's just between me and him. You ain't got to know it. Me and him. And I say, Jesus, fight for me. Am I right or wrong? I'm looking at that old standing over there. And they had a father standing there. And I say, Lord, I want this, I want that. And I'm not asking, I'm asking so I can praise you. Look, I'm not asking to be, you know what, you know my heart. You know me, Lord. He know me. I say, Lord, you know me. I say, you know me. You need to get up there here. No, you don't get for the court now and talk this crap. You know, like people, nah, Judge, I didn't do that. What are you talking about? You got to be. But then I thought about the lady that I was preached about and I read about. And she went to the king. To me, that was the king. Praise the Lord. And she said, my property, this devil done took my property. All my property been gone. He said, you go tell them. If they can believe this, I'm getting ready to restore everything that devil done took. He said, I done preached it to them, but they got to believe. I'm getting ready to do it. Brother Mark, you're going to have to show people your trailer. Because God getting in this thing. I say, God getting in it. Hallelujah. And he's going to restore it, and it's going to be prettier than it was the first time. Hallelujah. Y'all believe that? We're not serving a little raggedy God that's sitting up there with a long beard and something else what y'all got in y'all mind. We're serving the God of heaven, the one who raised the sun, the one who got the grass to grow. We're serving a mighty God. Sister Sue, we serve a mighty God. You are here by appointment. Well, you got this mother, I'm going to Sister Davis' church. You are here by appointment. And Father, I'll come again to the courts of heaven. My sister has come, and you need to heal her. She's been doing better, but Lord, she can be healed today. Amen. Jesus, you said by your stripes that I'm healed. You said it. So you're going to heal this woman today. You're going to touch her today. If you can believe, Sister Sue, all things are possible. You didn't just get up and say, I'm going to Sister. When have you been here last? Last year sometime. Praise the Lord. But God sent you here today. He sent you here that he might touch your body when you stand on your feet. Everybody stand and put your hands this way. Stand up, sister. Stand up, sister. Praise the Lord. Now, you came to somebody who don't know everything. I know one thing. The same God that delivered me is going to deliver you. Can you believe it? Because all things are possible if you can believe. Can you believe? Yes, Lord. You've been praying. You want God because, you know, you go, you get in your car, and you drive. Praise the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch. Touch this stroke. Touch this side, Lord, in Jesus' name, and loose this woman in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Praise the Lord. What is this? You could not, what this hand, you don't move. This is the whole right side. Come out, step in the aisle. Come back. Somebody stand behind this woman. Stand the whole right side. Father, in Jesus' name, from the top of her head, all on this left side, in Jesus, straighten it. In Jesus' name, her hands, Lord, her legs, straighten it, Lord, all the way down on the side. Lord, set her free in Jesus' name from this stroke in the name of the Lord. Lord, do it for your sake. Do it for your name's sake that you may be glorified, that you may be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What's the matter, Sister Sue? What is it? Yes, okay. She was saying, praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is touching you now. Yes. Right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're gonna come back and give testimony. Will you come back and give testimony to the Lord? Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, come back and give testimony. Praise the Lord. See, can you move this arm? Now, look, you know, God had never used me in miracles yet. I don't think. But, come on. In Jesus' name, be strengthened. In Jesus' name, be strengthened. Get it up there. Be strengthened. Come on, come on, come on. Do it. Hallelujah. Kick that devil in the tail. Come on. Come on, raise it up there. Come on, a little bit higher. A little bit higher. In Jesus' name. You can do it. Jesus is going to help you. Jesus is going to help you. Jesus is going to help you. He's helping you now. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. For your glory. For your glory, Lord. For your glory. For your glory. Let this woman, Lord, hallelujah, be healed. In Jesus' name. You brought her here. You brought her here. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Let it be done, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For your sake. Hallelujah. For your sake. That people may know that you are God. Hallelujah, Lord. Because Sister Sue been praying. She's been asking you, Lord. Hallelujah. She's been believing what she was taught. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. She got it up there. Come on, walk a little bit for me, Sister Sue. Pray. Come on. Come on, walk, Sister Sue. In Jesus' name. Come on. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus, every step. Every step in his name. Every step. It ain't none of Sister David. It's Jesus. The man who died on the cross. See him there. See him dying for your sickness. See him dying for you, sister. Sister Sue, he died for you. See him, he died for you. Come on, come on. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And you keep your mind on the Lord. It's Jesus' name, in 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 Jesus' name. I don't know how long I call him, but you call him in Jesus' name. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You won't cry no more, sister. Hallelujah. You won't cry no more. The Lord is going to heal your body. Healing your body. He's healing you now. The Lord is healing you now, Sister Sue. Don't be to what nobody tell you. Hallelujah. Just keep it. Keep it and walk in it every day. Say, Lord, thank you for healing me. Turn around, sister. Praise the Lord. You be there, sister. Hallelujah. Go back in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Did you see how she walked? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Sue, you feel like Jesus touched you? Yes, you feel better. You feel like the Lord has touched you? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. She says she's going to come back and give testimony what God has done for her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You can sit down. She walked with you. She walked and said, whoa, wait. She was almost getting back. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is able. I say, God is able. God is able. God is able. Thank you, Lord. I hear somebody say, Lord, when is it my turn? When is it my turn? Did you say, when is it my turn? Y'all, did somebody say that? When is it my turn? Is it my turn today? Is it your turn today? Is your turn? Is your turn? Is it your turn? Is it your turn today? I say, is it your turn today? Is it your turn? It may be your turn. Step out in the aisle. He just like, when you see the water moving, honey, don't stand. Step out in the aisle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels of the Lord are in this aisle. Just step out here. Step out here. Come on, believe God. Believe God. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Hallelujah. 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 He's touching them knees. You better call them. Fire. You believe that in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. You believe it? You believe it? Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Hallelujah. Come on, step on out. Come on, go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In restoration. I'm believing in a God who died on that cross for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brittany, if you can believe, all things are possible. Come up here. Praise. If you can believe. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord said to you, praise the Lord, he can heal that whatever that is, twisted or turned or whatever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because in you, he has put something in you. You know, sometimes you ain't got to go, and it's some. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because you done that. Praise the Lord. But God is moving for you today, and he's going to untwist all this junk that's twisted up. He's going to line up this body in the name of Jesus. Line up. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's another higher. Hallelujah. So just believe him. And you line my body back like it was, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Her body was out of line, but Jesus made your body. Ain't that right? Jesus made your body. I said, Jesus made your body. Hey, hey. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be made whole in the name of. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can believe, all things are possible. If you can believe, you ain't got to have nobody lay hands on you. The Lord is here. Believe him. Reach out and say, Lord, here I am. Here am I. This is my time. This is my day. I'm going to get what I need. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to have nobody. All you need is the man that's here, Jesus. All you need is Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is your day. Yes, it's your day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, over every soul in this place. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, over every soul in this place. We pray for every ear to open. Every eye to open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Come here, Bob. Come here, Ronnie. I'm going to help you. We're going to do this thing together. Come on. Come on. We're going to do it together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sees everything. Praise. He sees everything, Ronnie. You've been praying about somebody, your body. You've been praying. You don't always tell people, but see, you can't fool the Lord. You can't fool him. You might try and fool Bridget, but you can't fool the Lord. Amen. And then sometimes I'm down, and he'll tell me, say, pray for Ronnie. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to give you healing in your body.
Amen.
You've been wanting it. You've been claiming it.
Yeah.
And you talking about, y'all get the aisles back now. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. This your day. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. Be healed, Ronnie. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Let your body straighten out and align itself, your back. Brother Mark, come and put your hand on his back.
Amen. Yes,
thank you, Lord. The Lord has heard you. Yeah, he's Hallelujah. Your back. Woo! God has straightened out your back.
Yes.
The Lord has straightened out your back, Ronnie. Hallelujah. Bob, down your spine. Run your hand down the spine, brother. Run your hand down the spine. And Jesus, line that back up, Lord. In Jesus' name. For your glory. Because he's going to give you the glory. He's going to give you the praise. Woo! He's going to give you the glory and the praise, Lord. He ain't going to lie. He's going to give you. He's going to tell you. He's going to tell the people what you've done. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Be made whole, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Be made whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you're looking for in the house, that's going to come too. Everything you done got down, you done told the Lord he going to do it, he going to do it.
Because
he said, you believe. He said, I'm going to bless him.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Can I borrow a little something?
Huh?
Can I borrow a little something? Okay, thank you. God going to bless you. This ain't no lie. I'm telling you. Oh my God! Thank you, Jesus. You know, y'all be helped such. Come here. I won't tell too. Come on, you two, y'all couple, hold hands. Hold your hands. Hold hands. You know, when you first get married, it's a struggle. It was a struggle for me and Dad. It's a struggle. Young people struggle, especially now. But God is gonna touch y'all, let y'all work together. And the little money you think you all get, it's going to turn into big money. Because he's going to show you how to use it. Yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Well, he just backing you up. That's all he's doing. I'm just simply, you know, like Brother said, we're told and, you know, some confirm what the Lord done tell us. But God has heard y'all. Y'all just work together. This ain't none of mine, and this ain't yours. It's ours. If you do that,
Amen.
If you do that, God gonna bless you. It's ours. And we gonna show young folk
Amen.
What to do. Hello. By the way, in the next couple of months, I'm studying, or we gonna get somebody to talk about finances. I want my church to know everything. I want you to know how to do with your money, how to treat one another, yeah, what kind of talent you got. You know, I even started something, didn't it, sister? I wanted to tell you, I just got that in me to do that. I thank God, and while he got life, I'm going to do it. If we teach on finances, how many be here? Good. All right. Now, if I can find somebody to do that, that's got the and been to school for it, you know. Otherwise, I got to go and study it, huh?
I know somebody to do it.
Yeah, it's somebody. Well, it's people that do that. It's a lady. It's a lady that's a financial advisor. She does that for the saints. Who is she? Who is somebody? Do you know anybody like that, Allison? That teaches the finances. People need to be taught that. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. You need to be taught that. Y'all stay together, pray together. Y'all on the right track if you do it, okay? And God going to bless you. God going to bless you. Amen. I said, God going to bless you. You wait. Y'all going to be standing up so you say, well, I just do declare. Why did not? Well, so, amen. Go in peace. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just, will you stand on your feet and just praise the Lord because he's here. He's here. He's so merciful, sister.
Yes, he is.
Thank you. Thank you for your teaching because it really helps. I praise the Lord for you. Anybody else need prayer before we leave? I want you to know that. Praise the Lord. Sister Sue, amen. Don't think you didn't come and bring. Oh, no. The Lord touched you today. Praise the Lord. Touch you. I thought you was going to run down that aisle and say, wait a minute, Lord. Wait a minute. Touch that woman. Praise the Lord. God can do anything. And he ain't going to do it because of this. He going to do it because he God. To show people that he's God. See, this is why you're going to see miracles today. People don't believe God for nothing. They don't believe God. But Brother Mark, God going to move because he God. And he's sovereign. You can't tell him what to do. So I just try to follow what I'm, you know what I'm saying? Try to follow him. Hallelujah. But he ought to do something I don't even know he's doing. He done something here today. I don't know. He done something to some of y'all. I don't even know what he done. You may get home tonight and wake up, hallelujah, get up well from, because he God. It ain't got to be mentioned. He just God. So just look to God. Look to him. The author and finisher of our faith. Anything else? Yes. That's good. It's Jesus. Let's give God some praise. Are you all ready to go? Beloved, are you all ready? Tell me the truth now. To go into a sign and wonder ministry. Are you ready? Not church as usual. But a church where God moves. I told y'all. The dream. I'm going to decorate your floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. Now, I believe in that. And I'm going to preach like it, you know, hey, I believe it. I'm crazy. Allison, I believe God can do anything. So where he gave us, he gave you doctors because he know you weren't going to have no faith to believe him. Y'all know that? You think about it now. Think about it. We better go. Some will be dead if we didn't go. And I'm not coming against that. Y'all, let me see y'all understand what I'm saying. But God wants us to believe him. The Lord is glad when we come to him first. You say, well, I'm hurting. And I know sometimes you be hurting like Al, he hurt. But he know how much pain you can bear. I told him today, I said, God, you know what I can bear. I said, so I'm going to trick that devil. Instead of complaining, I'm going to praise God. I said, he better not come here. I said, everything he said to me, I'm going to be praising God. Instead of saying, Lord, now you know I can't. He already know that. What you telling me? He already know it. I said, Lord, you already know that kind of stuff. I said, but Lord, I tell you, I'm having a time. Hallelujah. I still can cook. I cook good. I cooked some good stuff today. I tried a new recipe. Amen. And the enemy gets, you know, you can't say, look, you see that door over there? You might as well get out. I ain't think about what you talking about here. You don't come a little bit too late like this, but I'm gonna let you go. This fellow was saying, you know, I teach on women preachers. I say, oh, I was, when we got the car, I said, you don't come a little too late. No, ma'am, he said, I preached it. The Lord raised up women. I said, well, that's nice. The Lord raised up women. I said, okay, but you gonna tell me that God ain't told us? You wait a little bit too late. Yeah. Amen. Anyway, a little bit too late for you? A little bit too late, D. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go over to your neighbor and say, I'm ready for this move of God. I'm ready. I'm ready for God to move. I'm ready for God to move. Come on now, I'm ready. I'm ready. I got my, oh, hallelujah. Oh, I love it. You, God gonna really use you, though, mama.